9 and Kello.com.
Welcome back to the 61st edition of the Sioux Empire Farm Show. I'm Bill Zortman, and joining us right now is Mayor Mike Huther. The mayor has joined us, and we do have by telephone the Secretary of Agriculture, Lucas Lynch. Now, Mr. Secretary, can you hear us?
Bill, I can, and good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Secretary, it's so good to hear from you, but I got to tell you, I am bummed because I thought I was going to be hanging out with you this morning here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I thought so, too. As you know, with the legislature in session, things can happen rather quickly, and so our plans had to change to accommodate some meetings today with legislators.
Well, absolutely, and you're doing the people's business, and I know the governor wants you there and the people want you there, so thank you so much for all you do.
Hey, appreciate now, it. Same to Lucas, you. You've done a nice job for us in Sioux Falls. Keep up the great work.
Thank
Lucas,
you.
Lucas, I was giving the mayor a bad time telling him that you were one party, he was another, and you had some other things to do. Do you guys really know each other?
Yeah, we've met over the years, bumped into each other once in a while. I mean, you know, when you're a public servant in South Dakota, you get to know each other. It is really about what's doing best for South Dakotans.
And I think, too, we both value agriculture at the highest level. And we know that our foundation in this city, our foundation in this state, is ag. And so I'm glad to cheerlead with you, Secretary.
You bet. No, and, you know, with a state like South Dakota, where we are, agriculture is our number one industry. The intra-connectedness between all of the industries of South Dakota that serve agriculture, they help our main streets across the state as well as our main streets in Sioux Falls.
You know, the one point that I want to make is the mayor obviously represents people that are urban. A lot of them have come from farms. You know the value of the agriculture side of it. Putting the two together so they understand each other is what you both have to do. Tell us how you would do that, Mr. Secretary, and then Mayor Huther.
Yeah, great question, Bill. You know, in South Dakota, when you essentially look at about 15% of our population is tied to production agriculture, that means about 85% is in and around our urban communities. And so a lot of that is 4 out of 4 people eat. We know that's a fact. And we also know that sometimes it's about us communicating what we do in agriculture and why we do it. And the one thing I love about our state is we implement best practices. You know, science tells us that we can, but society tells us if we can. And a lot of what we're doing in our food and manufacturing as well as our food production is communicating why do we do what we do when it comes to animal health, vaccinations. You know, antibiotics are our tool. We don't overuse them in agriculture. We use them because it helps create a safe, clean food supply. The things that we do with our crops by implementing our GMOs are so that we have the best access to well-produced food with the lowest amount of economic impact and, frankly, the lowest amount of environmental impact. I mean, some of the practices that we've implemented these last number of years that has taken, for example, our corn crop in South Dakota this last year was at a record level, 808 million bushels. And we're doing that on less ground, and we're doing it in a way that's environmentally friendly.
And Mr. Mayor?
Well, we are about 162,300 strong in Sioux Falls, and about 250,000 right around our town. And more, I think that, yeah, we are becoming more urban here in this area. But I think what we're trying to do in Sioux Falls is not lose sight of the fact that our bloodline is truly agriculture. And that when the ag economy is strong, Sioux Falls reaps the rewards. And when Sioux Falls does well, all of South Dakota does well. And I think that when you take, thoughts like the secretary has, the governor has, this mayor has, when you blend all that, it's a very, very powerful message. And I'm just excited about the farm show, for example. It's a bunch of city folk that are cheering on what's going on in agriculture in South Dakota. So, hallelujah. And Secretary, we got to get you back to Sioux Falls soon. And let's eat some beef and some pork and and some corn on the cob, and let's have some fun.
Absolutely. You know, one of the best things about our jobs when we support agriculture is we get to enjoy it every day. And, you know, for those of us that that advocate for our farmers and ranchers, Mr. Mayor, it is an honor to do so. But the other side of it is we couldn't do it without the consumer. And what we're going to be committed to in South Dakota is a safe, clean food supply that you can trust. And as we do that work, that's a good service not only for the state but for our society as well.
Lucas, I know you've got to get back to the duties and pier. We'll talk again on Monday on our farm show.
Sounds good. Thank you again, and have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
All right, Mr. Mayor, you're more than just another pretty face out here. You actually don't have a tie on. You got boots. You got your jeans on. Now, you got a little...
And I got my long johns on, too.
Well, it's going to be a little warmer today. You must be a city kid. You must have been in San Antonio for a while or something.
No. Bill, I have worked this show 15 years. I know how cold this expo building can get. No, I am not that dumb. I've done this before. It can get really cold here.
Breaking news. The mayor says, I am not dumb. Now, tell us about your big event tonight.
Well, sure. We've got the mayor's roundup and sale of champions. And if you've never been there, you've got to see it. I mean, you've got to... The finest in livestock. You've got these unbelievable young men and women that have put their heart and soul into getting this livestock ready. They're so proud to show it. And then you get this business community around Sioux Falls and this area that is just chomping at the bit to bid on these wonderful animals. And then, yes, we do eat some beef. We do suck down some potatoes. We drink a couple beers, and we celebrate ag.
All right, we're going to get our golf buddy in here in a second, but we want to get these two young people that showed in the 12,000 Supreme Row, Trevor and Tate Johnson. They're from Centerville, South Dakota. We introduced them to the mayor just a minute ago. Mayor, it's nice to have a mayor of this biggest city in South Dakota talking to these two guys. Tell us what you enjoyed today about showing.
It was just kind of a great experience. You know, it's our first time in the Supreme Row, and, you know, we're kind of new consigners. It's only our second year, so it was kind of a shock to be on Supreme Row.
So when you're on Supreme Row, that means you're the best of the best?
Somewhat, yeah.
So tell us about your animals.
No, wait a second. That's not somewhat, yeah. That's the Super Bowl of this show. And don't minimize that, man. You folks and your parents and other supportive folks, they worked alongside you. I mean, you spend, my gosh, almost, what, a year or two getting ready for the show, don't you?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time getting ready.
So now what happens? You showed this morning. Do you know what happened? Are you in the elite list? You aren't in the elite list. They said better luck next year. What do they tell you?
Well, I guess I don't really know what to say.
To you, your animals are the winners, though, right? They
yeah.
came in, they showed very well. Surprised you with
yeah.
all the work you've done with your cattle down in Centerville, South Dakota, not
yep.
far from here.
Nope.
And you guys are smiling right now. You should be beaming. Your parents should be proud of you. I know the mayor of Sioux Falls is proud of you. Secretary of Agriculture sends his regards as well. We want to congratulate you, and hopefully you'll pass on what experience you've had at this farm show to all those people who are saying, what'd you get? We got a lot of good out of it, and we can look to the future.
Bill, the boys have to share a fun little story, too. Generations ago in livestock and radio, their grandma was involved. Go ahead and tell the story.
Well, back when the Sioux Falls livestock auction barn was still open, she came over a couple days out of the week and did the markets for Kello. And then when that closed, she went and got another market job.
Very good. Trevor and Tate Johnson, they were in the 12,000 Supreme Row. They're from Centerville, South Dakota. We know everybody's got to be just proud as they can be, not only in Centerville, but all over this great state. Thank you again, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's bring in Jim Lowe, who is a part of several things that we have in common with the mayor. You know, the mayor has got to put away that tennis racket. You know, I'm never going to let you live that down. You don't break your arm playing golf or your wrist, and you have to go back out to golf addiction or one of the golf et cetera to get to back in shape. You're still our golf partner.
Thank you.
And Jim Lowe would like to.
Well, every time I see Mayor Mike, I say, "How's your arm?" I'm wondering if I'm going to have to substitute somebody for him in the spring golf outing. But he's hanging in there, so he still wants to play.
Jim and Bill, there's no way I'm going to let you replace me. I enjoy your company, and also you carry our team. So no, I'm so excited. This arm is ready, baby.
Oh well, we're so happy about that, but. Mike.
And, of course, Jim Lowe is a part of Advanta Mortgage. He's our financial voice. And when you come out and you see this kind of activity that we don't see every day in the streets of Sioux Falls, you have a different feel about where the economy of the state is, the importance of what agriculture is.
You know, this country, this South Dakota country is amazing, okay? When I got said that the Air Force said, I'm transferring you to South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, from East Tennessee. I had to look it up on the map. I had no clue where it was at age 19. So, but I've been here 42 years now, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me. My family loves it. It's a great place. When you were talking to the secretary about ag, one thing came to mind. I've been a banker for a long time. I've never been in the ag end of it, but my president, T.M. Reardon, always said, in the spring, if we get rain and the farmers do well, we're going to do well. And I think that proves true today, that if the ag in South Dakota is okay, everybody's okay.
You know, we often talk about the interest rates, and we know people out there are interested in just what the interest rates are going to do. We've been in the threes, we've been in the fours. Where are we going to go in 2014?
Well, we have a new Fed chairman, Chairman Yellen. And she's going to start tapering the $85 billion the Fed's been buying in mortgage-backed securities. But I don't think she's going to taper really that fast. So rates should stay in the 4% through mid-year and something around 5% by the end of the year. Now, that's just my projection. It depends on the economy. Economy heats up. They expect inflation. The rates will move a little quicker.
We're going to be talking, I guess, with Craig later in the hour. We'll get the loan photo of the day. And then we'll be talking to you second Monday of February about where we're going. Any projection as to how we're going to start 2014 in the housing?
Well, Mike and I are just talking about that. I think we can exceed last year.
Really?
I really do. But here's the thing. In the next couple, kind of exciting, about a week from Saturday, Carol and I are going to Las Vegas to the International Home Builders Show. And I'll get a feel for what it's doing nationally. All the reports are good right now with permits up. And this is a record show. We have sold more space at this IBS show in Las Vegas than we have in ever. So good things.
Jim Lowe, our voice of financials on mortgages. Mayor Huther, you said I had to have you out of here by a certain time. I'm right on time with that.
Thanks, Bill. I call the fat cattle and the feeder steers here.
Do you know the difference? We kind of joked
yes,
about
I
that
do.
Last hour.
I've been doing this for 15 years out here, and it's, again, one of those days where you celebrate ag, you celebrate these young people, you recognize all the work that they've done, and we have a good time. It's two shows. We'll do that until about 4:30, and then I'll run home, take a shower, and then come back out to the mayor's big roundup. So let's have some fun, Bill. Thanks for promoting ag today, and promoting Sioux Falls and what we're doing. And proud of you. And thanks for getting me back together with my friend Jim too.
Absolutely. Oh, me too. It goes double for me.
We appreciate that. We've just featured about everything in our shows at the fairgrounds this week, with the exception of a lawyer. And this week, something you should consider. A number of states in the middle of the country have adopted granny cams because of incidences in nursing homes. This week's important legal topic is something that makes... Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, joins us today, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Tom, nice to have you with us again.
Good to be here, Bill.
You know, we have dealt with this topic before. But, I think we need to talk about it again. It's nursing home abuse. And today, you brought to my attention the granny cam law that's aimed at curbing abuse and is now taking effect in Oklahoma. It becomes a third state that allows surveillance cameras to pretty much patrol or at least look at some of the long-term care, the nursing homes, and what might be going on. Is that a fair assumption?
That's correct. In Oklahoma, they had the Aretha Mayberry case down there where they found a woman who'd been pretty severely abused, and they discovered it somewhat accidentally by a camera that some relatives left in the room, and they suddenly found out there were a lot of things happening that they had no idea were happening because Aretha was not able to communicate exactly what was happening to her when she was alone.
She's a dementia patient at the time, and they saw that a fresh toothbrush, a new lipstick, pretty nighty had disappeared. They thought maybe it was somebody that had done a little sleepwalking at night. What they found out was even worse.
It was much worse. Yeah, they found a film of one of the helpers hoisting her out of her wheelchair and flinging her onto her bed. They found some heavy-handed chest compressions on Mrs. Mayberry. They found another one taunting her and tapping on her head and laughing. And another aide, in fact, stuffing latex gloves in her mouth. And these were all things that the family had no idea, not even really a suspicion, that something was going awry. They found it on the tape by accident.
One of the things that we should mention is that there are a lot of good nursing homes across the country, a lot of good nursing homes in South Dakota, a lot of good workers. But what's eerie to me as somebody that has worked the news side of it and consumer side for years, a lot of these states that we're going to talk about are Midwest states.
Yeah, it is disturbing because it's so close to us. Ohio, the attorney general has scattered some cameras, and they caught an aide leaving a paralyzed stroke patient's meal right next to him where he was paralyzed. He couldn't reach it, so he was all but starving to death, excuse me. And in Oklahoma, they're considering placing cameras in the various rooms, and these are all places that are close to us. Do we see it regularly in South Dakota? Of course not. I mean, we have some great nursing homes and some great care. But again, as we've talked about before, this is a group of people that cannot protect themselves, and sometimes they can't communicate. They can't explain exactly what is happening. So in general, we have to do what we can to make sure that they're okay.
The stories that we read, the unions dislike the camera, particularly when they're placed without notice. When you have low-wage healthcare workers in difficult settings, according to the story, they feel subjected to scrutiny and attack. The American Healthcare Association, representing 9,000 skilled nursing centers, say each state must write its own laws about monitoring. And this is a pretty good way to sum it up. A Justice Department coordinator of the Elder Justice and Nursing Home Initiative said, "We shouldn't rely on them to substitute for proper staffing and training, which are better ways to assure quality." Would you agree?
Well, I would agree that those are better ways to assure for quality and staffing, but I guess I'm still open to the possibility of granny cams. I don't know that I necessarily want to get involved in it on a private basis, but there's something to be said for it, I think.
In each case, the family approved it.
Yes.
And there was some concern about the privacy for the patient. The gal in Oklahoma's daughter said, "I wasn't concerned about seeing her rear end. I was concerned about seeing what her condition was and what was being done with her." They've talked about just pointing the cameras directly on those people that are in a nursing care.
Well, I think there are a number of dangers with the granny cams. One is the privacy issue, because mom and dad are cared for in their rooms and in their beds, and that's where the cameras would ultimately be pointed. There's also the privacy issue for other people who might be in the room. Could be other roommates, or it could be just other people in the area. There's also the question of how that might affect the relationship between your mom and or dad and their care providers. Does it suddenly put kind of a third person in the room so that it's not as personal a relationship, or the professionalism, for that matter, of those providers. And then there's also the possibility that we might misunderstand what we're seeing. Sometimes that care is very difficult, and sometimes it's very physical, and you might see something that you misinterpret.
Well, what we're seeing is we're at three states now. Five others are looking at legislation. And if you carve out the center part of the country, we could start seeing some action in states closer to us or even in our own state in the next few years.
Possible. I don't know. I have no insight into what they're looking at here in South Dakota, whether anybody in the legislature has picked up on this, whether anyone thinks it's a good idea or a bad idea. But going back to what we've talked about before, ultimately, what you're looking for when you're looking for an abuse is kind of an instinctive thing, whether or not mom is acting differently, whether or not dad is unusually quiet and withdrawn, whether you're seeing some reactions from them or with them to some of their providers that don't make sense, or if you're getting answers as to injuries they have that simply don't make sense. And I think in most instances, your instinct is going to lead the way to the truth. In this particular case, apparently this family didn't see it coming.
One of the things that they did talk about in the stories was the threat that there might be those cameras could be a deterrent to those people in nursing homes, to people that could do some of these things that we've read about in Midwest states already that have happened. And at this point, you never know if you can find the abuse or the neglect. One of the things we've talked about is, when do you go in and check and see if there was abuse? Does it affect the care? Does it affect that relationship in the nursing home? Does it make it worse? And unfortunately, one of the things that the old reporter in me has seen is, a lot of times we can't do anything until the loved one has died and gone on, do that investigation.
Or move to another home. I mean, the number one thing, we've talked about this before, is to make sure that your relative is safe before any sort of an investigation occurs. Make sure that they have changed into a different setting, that they are indeed safe, that the provider maybe that you are concerned about has been removed, particularly as a particular aid that is a problem. You have to make sure they're safe before you start the investigation.
So if, as it stands in the Midwest right now, with the states that are not affected, what kind of injuries are we looking for?
Well, we're looking for falls, of course. Was there a fall risk assessment done initially, and were there any risk intervention techniques utilized? Wandering or escape cases, that's particularly important with dementia patients. Were the locks right? Was there monitoring going on? Were they properly staffed to avoid wandering and escape? Sometimes administration of drugs. Are they doing their job? Are the prescribed drugs being administered? Do they have records to show that? Are some of the injuries or some of the problems that your loved one is having due to either an overdose or a failure to deliver at all, or maybe a misdelivery of the medications? Could be malnutrition, could be dehydration, because perhaps they're unable to drink on their own, and they're simply not being attended. Malnutrition would be the example that we had a few minutes ago of the paralyzed person with the tray of food sitting next to him, but no one to help him eat.
Dementia and stroke are two things that make it even more difficult for the family to know for sure.
Very difficult for them to communicate with the members of the family, and so it's difficult to know for sure what's going on.
All right, if somebody suspects that there is nursing home abuse or neglect, what's the procedure they go through to talk with Tom Johnson?
Well, you can call us at 335-1778 or toll-free at 1-877-335-1778. Or you can go to SiouxFallsLaw.com and find out more about us.
Again, we're not pointing the finger at anybody. We're just telling you the facts. Facts that have happened in a number of states
Ironically, a lot of them in the Middle West, from New Mexico to Mississippi and then north to Oklahoma. We're seeing instances that kind of surprise us. We wouldn't expect that the middle part of the country would be places that we would see this, but we have.
And I think I've said before it never happened in South Dakota, so I think
what
I won't
when
say
we said that. Well, we're not doing it for any other reason than to let you know there is help and there is talk. And if you feel that there is neglect, you have a place you can call, or you can go to your SiouxFallsLaw.com number they call to reach you, Tom?
335-1778 or toll-free 1-877-335-1778.
Nursing home, abuse and neglect, workers' compensation claims, personal injuries, Social Security, disability claims, and you do represent the injured and the disabled. Tom Johnson, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill.
That's your Sioux Falls weather.
The Sioux Empire's interesting news talk station with the power of information all day, all night. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Good morning and welcome back to our It's Your Business show for Friday. Wrapping up the week here, final hour of the day as well. Bill's out at the farm show, the Sioux Empire Farm Show. We're going to go back to him in a minute. Right now, it's time to check in with Craig Marquardt, Senior Loan Officer at Advana Mortgage. Good morning, Craig. How you doing?
Good morning, Rev. And I know that Bill's out there listening to me as well. So good morning, Bill. Hope you're having fun at the farm show.
I'm sure he is, yeah. What's your loan snapshot of the day today, Craig?
Well, the rates have been improving throughout the week, Rev, and I've got some good news here. The rates today for the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate on a 30-day rate lock is still holding steady at 4.50% with an APR of 4.648%. But, ironically, if somebody needs only a 15 or less day rate lock, they can lock in at 4.375 with an APR of 4.569%. So I'm giving two different rates today just because of the opportunity for folks to get a little bit lower rate if they want to lock for a very short period of time.
Sounds awesome. So 18.7, that means a lot. Tell us what that means.
Well, we always have an on-call mortgage banker because we realize that most folks are negotiating terms of contracts to purchase homes in the evening hours or over the weekend. So we always have somebody that's available if you call our standard office number of 275-2777, and they can press 1 and they can go to an on-call mortgage banker after 5 and we'll answer any questions, even take loan applications, or even provide estimated payments before you make an offer. It's always good to talk to a banker right as you're making the offer.
So who's on call this weekend? You? Are you on call?
No. Jordan Olson is our on-call mortgage banker this week. And rates are always subject to change, and they're based on current market conditions and specific loan programs. So the individual borrower's details is going to determine exactly where the rates are going to fall.
That's Craig Marquardt, Senior Loan Officer at Advana Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. Craig, thanks. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, Rev.
You betcha. Let's go back to the farm show now. Sioux Empire Farm Show. Wild Bill, what you doing?
E-I-E-I-O, that's us. And it is the 61st annual Sioux Empire Farm Show. We are at the W.H. Lyon Fairground. And we do have with us a banker, First National Bank, Brian Gilbert. Actually, Brian has just set a record, Rev. You'll be happy to know this guy has waited 47 hours and 30 minutes before we interviewed him on the air. You were right here on Wednesday. You were a little bit late. Now, you guys have a big part in this fair. I want to say fair because it has a lot of the similarities. All the animals are there, a little different in the wintertime, but it's all farm.
You know, it is, Bill, and I appreciate being on, even though I did have to wait a little while. So thanks for having me here today. And this, we do play a big part in this farm show, the Sioux Empire Farm Show. Our bank has helped sponsor this event for the entire 61 years that it's been here in the Sioux Empire area. We not only help with some of the prizes that the young exhibitors get at their shows, but we also help with the sale of champions. This year we have something special at the Sale of Champions. We have a rancher relief donation auction, and First National did donate a couple items to that as well. So we're very happy to be here and be part of this farm show.
You know, we talked with the Secretary of Agriculture a little earlier and visited with Sylvia Christian, who heads up the Stock Growers Association. They've got not only one here, but they got one in Rapid City. They're at 4.5 million as of today, which is a nice collection. Of course, those people out west would just assume it never happened.
You know, you're absolutely right. And we feel very honored to be able to be part of that Rancher Relief Fund. And we hope to raise over $10,000 tonight to help that cause. We've got about six items that we're going to auction off live, and then we've got 27 or 8 items that are on a silent auction as well.
You know, you mentioned 61 years you guys have been tied with this farm show. But why is a First National Bank in Sioux Falls in agriculture?
You know, our roots are in ag. Our bank was founded well over 125 years ago in the agriculture industry. So we really feel that because it's such a big part of our state's economy and our local economy, that's driving what we do and our business model, which is a great fit for me too, Bill. I grew up on a farm in Hitchcock, so my roots are in agriculture as well. We understand the hard work that these folks, that these exhibitors bring to the table with their livestock, with all the things that they're bringing to show the latest and greatest technology here in the expo building and also over at the arena.
All right, I heard Scott come by and say that he had another table he needed. That told me that maybe there was room for people that want to go tonight.
You know, there is. There's plenty of room. Come on out if you can to that Sale of Champions that's at the Ramcota Exhibit Hall. I believe the social hour starts at about 5:30 with supper at 6, and we'd love to have you.
Well, Brian Gilbert with First National Bank, we appreciate that. I know you got other duties. You're still talking to people about donations. You see Brian giving some money. We got to help this show. We want it to go on another 61 years.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, we're going to change gears here, and we're going to talk trees. We have a good friend of ours, Sam Kezar, who is a board-certified master arborist who is now in Sioux Falls. And we're very happy to have him here. Where were you in 2013 when we really needed you?
Well, I was we're living in northwest Minnesota up by kind of by Grand Forks, North Dakota, up in the where it's actually really cold. But we've moved down here, and I'm really excited to try and help the Sioux Falls area and South Dakota, this region of the prairie on, all things related trees.
Board certified master arborist. And what we want to talk about to those people that are listening, a lot of them are farm today, is the fact that you can help those on the farm.
Yeah. You know, part of what we do as a consulting arborist firm is provide a wide variety of information on all things regarding trees. And, every farm has got trees, whether it's a shelter belt surrounding your home or shelter belt surrounding feedlots, windbreaks. There might be some areas of information that you're curious about, got questions with, and we can certainly help you with all those sorts of things. Even so, if it comes down to the sometimes the situation where herbicides get brought into the mix, where you might have accidentally sprayed something you weren't supposed to, somebody's accusing you of killing their trees by herbicide, you can hire me as an advocate, as an independent contractor to come in, find out exactly what happened, did it happen, did it not happen. We can do appraisals on trees so we can find out what the value was on those particular trees and come out to a, get down to the bare bones of what exactly happened or did not happen and basically be an independent voice if you're ever faced with that sort of situation.
All right, and we want to put the voice with how to reach you. How do we do that?
Yeah, you can obviously find us online. We've got a great website, aspenarbo.com. You can get me by phone, 218-289-4862. Go online, find our website. We got Facebook page, Twitter account, all sorts of ways to get a hold of us, find out great information on caring for your trees, and shoot us a line and we'll answer your questions for you.
Sam Kezar. And you're going to be with us by phone on Monday. You're up in the Dakotas, North Dakota.
Yeah, Monday I got to head up to Fargo for a North Dakota Urban and Community Forestry Association meeting. I'm giving a presentation there and on Thursday. So I'll be on the road, but we'll get you by phone and see what else, what other topic might pop up by then.
Aspen Arboriculture Solutions. That's Sam Kezar. He's a board-certified master arborist. Happy to have him now in Sioux Falls. Sam, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
All right, Jerry Berg has been standing by. Jerry travels the area as well. He does a lot of good things out in the rural part of South Dakota. He's going to make his way over here. He's the second Berg on the show this morning. We introduced him to Kevin Berg on Wednesday. Kevin was in the 9 o'clock hour. We had to separate the Bergs this hour.
That's okay, Kevin's. That's okay. Kevin's a nice guy. We're not related. He came from a different part of Europe than my family lineage did. But we acquainted ourselves, and he has a very interesting business.
Biggest restoration company as far as anything that you'd want to take care of, whether it be the mold, the fire, water. Intech is the people that you call. Janitorial, also a key factor.
Janitorial is a big part of our operation. Probably about half my employees are devoted to the afternoon, evening, and all-night work, and they do a fine job.
The other thing that we have found that he's not only the largest as far as employees, the kind of jobs that he has, the equipment he has, the training that he does, but you got an awful lot of friends that say, Jerry, we didn't want to, but we've had to call you back. We seem to have trouble every now and then.
Everybody does, even at my own house, and I've lived there for working hard on 40 years. We've had four major water events, and so the insurance institute or whoever does the statistics and fact finding says that about every 10 years you're going to have a insurance loss, and I've had my share. So I have firsthand experience in what happens when your basement is totally destroyed.
You know, we are coming out of below zero wind chills, 20 to 30 below this week. We're going to have a nice day today. More wind chills next week. Some ideas for people how to keep the heat in the house and not have the fears with their pipes?
Well, it has a lot to do with keeping all your, the doors open that you've closed, keeping your temperature constant, not lowering the temperature to save money when you're going away during cold weather. That just invites cold air to come into a cavity and freeze the pipe. Now it's frozen, and the second the weather outside starts to warm up and your house has the ability to catch up on the heat, that water pipe is now free to spew water everywhere.
You're mentioning a most asked question before we got you on the air that we wanted to make sure we made mention of. And you don't remember.
I don't.
Well, I will make it the most asked question the next time we do this.
Okay.
How do they reach you at Intech?
Oh, 334-9716. We're located by Carousel Skate, for anybody that knows. You can drop off. We do a lot of rug cleaning, so you can drop rugs off there. We have a machine that cleans both football and hockey pads. We do a lot of that. You can drop those off. We do a lot of fire restoration as far as clothes go. We can virtually make your clothes germ-free. So it's our division that cleans up soft goods is a big deal.
Jerry Berg from Intech, good friend. And, this is the only time we can go from Intech restoration to Strutton Gobblers in the same show.
How do you do that?
That's amazing. We'll see how well I do it with a guy named Scott Nelson, who's going to be making his way in here to talk a little bit about a big event that they have coming up on Saturday night. And it's the 9th annual Central Valley Strutton Gobblers Banquet over at the Humboldt Community Center, 201 South Main. Mr. Nelson, you and I don't get to be on radio. We used to get to do some play-by-play every now and then.
I miss it greatly there, especially your call. I'm not exactly sure what is ever going to come out of your mouth, like right now, Bill.
Or the Delaware defense.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what the coaches were calling out there
exactly.
With the blue and white.
It's all good.
All right, tell us about this event and the importance of it and if they can still be a part of it.
Well, very good. It's our 9th annual Central Valley Strutton Gobblers Hunting Heritage Banquet, as you said, at the Humboldt Community Center this Saturday. today, and we're part of the National Wild Turkey Federation. I do a lot of conservation, and one of the things that I almost want to make a surprise announcement here. I'm going to keep it a surprise.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, yes, absolutely, is that we've become recently affiliated with a veterans group that we're extremely proud of. Now, the National Wild Turkey Federation is very strong in veteran patronage and so on and so forth. So we have some opportunities there to have you become part of that. But, of course, there's a number of other things. If you've ever been to a Turkey Federation banquet, which, Bill, I know you haven't, but you're invited anyway, is the fact that we, you know, have a number of things. You know, obviously guns and original painting by John Green, which has printing rights. The one thing we take a lot of pride into, makes us a little bit unique, is our wild hog hunt from Texas. And so you'll have a chance to bid on that, too.
Scott Nelson with the Strut and Gobblers Banquet. It's tomorrow night. And again, tickets are what?
Tickets, the way to go, to get you your membership for the year. Single is 50, couples are 65, and we have room for a couple more sponsors, too. And if it's okay, Bill, I'll just leave some of these flyers here. Maybe anyone out
Absolutely.
There that would be interested in doing that, all the contact information is on that. But if you can't make it to the farm show today, my number is 605-941-4297, and I'll answer all the questions you might have.
Scott Nelson. Oh, be sure to sign up to get a free appearance on It's Your Business. You know, if you are part of a business and you're part of Fox TV.
That is correct.
And you're part of the Strut and Gobblers, I would sign up.
Well,
we're giving five of those away on Mondays.
Whatever it takes. And if I could, I'm going to give you a parting goodbye to all those folks out there. Just for the turkey hunters, they might recognize this, but here we go. Reminder, folks, February 14th is your deadline for turkey hunting, and the season opens in April here in South Dakota.
All right, there's nothing more I can say after a turkey. We'll go back to Rev in the studio, and we'll come back to close it after we get a check of some numbers.
Weekdays 2 to 5, Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business here. Final few minutes of the show, and it's time now to check in with Todd Neuberger over at Edward Jones to get our Main Street to Wall Street report. Todd, how are you today, buddy?
Hey, Rev. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we got Bill out at the farm show, you know, so.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard the turkey call.
Oh, yeah. I bet you wanted one, didn't you?
We'll have to look at applying. All right. Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the Daily Financial Market Report. U.S. stocks are lower in early trading. Economic news, investors are weighing on weakness in emerging market currencies, which has actually pushed stocks lower globally. In earning news, 10 of the S&P 500 index companies are scheduled to release their results, including Honeywell and Procter & Gamble. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best performing sector is telecoms, the worst performing sector is industrials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 157 points at 16,040. The S&P 500 index is down 21 at 1,806. And the NASDAQ is down 51 points at 4,167. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded 220 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a large margin. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold is up $2 at $1,266. Silver is up a nickel at $20.09. And crude oil prices are off 71 cents. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics trading at $14.36. Citigroup down $1.32 at $49.40. Raven down 72 cents at $37.83. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at $8.73. And Meta Financial Bank is up 31 cents at $41.19. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Rev.
Nice job, as always, there, Big T. Give us some contact info, website, phone number, all that good stuff.
Sounds good. Call me at 371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com. And have a great weekend, everyone.
You too, Todd. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Bye now.
And now we're going to go to our final stop of the day. We're going to 41st and Willow. It's a block east of Western, and it's the one and only Valentino's. 23 years, John, is that right?
Yes, it's 23 going on 24. So.
Wow, that is awesome. Tell us what the special today is on Friday.
Well, of course, today, Fish Fry Friday. We get in the fish. It's not a pre-manufactured type product. We actually get to blaze in, cut it up, hand batter it just before it goes in the fryer. So it's really light and crispy. And very clean-tasting fish, too.
Awesome. What's the deal on the senior discount now? Is that every day, isn't it?
Yeah, every day's seniors. And we got a pretty young group of seniors here because it starts at 55. And, of course, they get another 10% off when they come in on Mondays. But seniors are special every day here.
And we've got pizza, pasta, lasagna, but fried chicken and mashed potatoes. That's going to go over great with the farm show crowd in town this weekend.
Yes, it is. We had a few in here yesterday, and that's one of the first things they always go for. Of course, they like our pasta and our pizza, too. But the fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and the vegetables are kind of their first stop.
And you've got soups, too. You got a full, awesome salad bar, and probably the best ice cream in town with your desserts, right?
Yes, it is. One reason is it's the real McCoy. We have both chocolate and vanilla.
John, that's great, man. We'll talk to you again on Monday from Valentino's, okay?
Okay, look forward to it.
Thanks, John. John over at Valentino's, 41st and Willow, a block east of Western here in Sioux Falls. Head there for lunch today. You got about a minute and a half, Bill, to wrap things up from the farm show, so let them have it, Bill.
Thank you, Rip. Appreciate all you did. Appreciate Brett, who kept us on the air, kept us in good stead out here, and we appreciate the audience that's been with us. In this show today, I'm going to remember Trevor and Tate Johnson, who had just shown in the $12,000 Supreme Roll from Centerville, South Dakota. They were beaming. They didn't know if they'd won. They didn't know. But they got to meet the mayor of Sioux Falls, who talked to them about how important agriculture was. Same mayor talked with the Secretary of Agriculture in this hour, and they talked about how we blend together the rural areas and those that are consumers. And that's kind of what this is all about, Jill.
Well, absolutely. It's a great time to get out and enjoy all the aspects of agriculture and how it benefits everyone in the community. And, of course, you know, cash is always a nice thing to have in the pocket,
$500. We got some giveaways. You got to come see us at the WH Lyon Fairgrounds.
We have got a $500 sign-up cash to win. So make sure you stop by the booth and say hello and a chance to win surprises and $500 cash.
And a chance to be on the Zortman Show, the It's Your Business Show.
That's right.
And Penny, who helps run these shows, had a chance to look at the new convention center, where the other part of the show will again be next year. The animals will be back here, she told us. But she said
that's why we're here.
She was drooling on what the new convention center will be like. Right. The mayor will like that. Rev says, our time's up. We thank you for yours.